So what is it about this Thieves Oil blend that makes it so effective?
Well, we talked a little bit about synergy, about blending of the oils, and let's talk about the oils that are associated with Thieves. You have clove, you have cinnamon, rosemary, lemon, and eucalyptus radiata. We'll stay away from the chemistry, but we do need to make a point that when we talk about essential oils, one of the things that makes them so advantageous to us is the idea that they are very complex in their chemistry. It's not just a single component. And this is what we always try to do within Western medicine. This is the whole premise of pharmacology, is if I can isolate active ingredients or components, then I can use that to fight a process within the body or eradicate something that's occurring within the body. Essential oils are different that way. They're very complex in their chemistry, and that complexity gives them great power in terms of being able to prevent resistance. You look at the essential oils, all of these oils that we've talked about, clove, cinnamon, rosemary, lemon, eucalyptus radiata, they have some common and some similar points. First off, they all have monoterpenes. Robert Koch, he was an individual who won a Nobel Prize in the late 1800s for his discovery of the microbes associated with anthrax. I think the discovery he had a few years later is even more important. And that was the discovery that essential oils are complex in their nature, and specifically it's the monoterpenes. But I want you to understand a very key concept, that if people could really understand completely, they'd understand why I say, and others, you need to use essential oils every day and every way. Every single essential oil, I'm not aware of any that don't have monoterpenes in their structures. Look at clove, and clove has been used in dentistry for hundreds of years. Rosemary. Rosemary is interesting because rosemary has something that's called eucalyptol, and eucalyptol is also found, ironically enough, in eucalyptus radiata. Lemon, we talk about any of the citrus oils we could put into this category, and everybody always wants to talk about limonene, which is a monoterpene, and that's why these oils are so powerful as a blend.
You know, Dr. Hill, as you and I have traveled around the country over these past few years, there's a question that we receive on a regular basis, and as you know, there are many essential oils out on the market today. What makes Young Living's essential oil so different from all the other brands out there on the market?
This is actually a question that I get all the time, and it's one I get a little bit passionate about because there are lots of oils now that exist that I call five and dime oils. Maybe that's not a fair way to categorize them, but literally you can almost buy them at the five and dime store, and that's not really what you want to do, and I'll tell you why. In fact, just recently, I had the opportunity to visit with several doctors. I was down in South Florida, and they asked me the same question about some of the essential oils. And the point was made that these essential oils that we're dealing with, first off, are living, whole, energetic substances. A little different than when we start talking about herbs or some of the other things that we traditionally think of within herbal medicine or natural medicine. These are live substances. They haven't been dried. We haven't removed anything from them. Young Living is very unique as a company because we have a belief. It's more than a belief. I would say it's something that we look to champion. I would say it's something that Gary Young has been extremely passionate about and has dedicated literally his life's work to. That essential oils, in order to be effective, must be maintained for all of their chemical properties and components, just as they were found in nature. Most companies aren't willing to go the extra effort or to put the time and resources into making that happen. But Young Living won't produce an oil. Young Living won't utilize an oil that doesn't meet that criteria. And the reason why is because we are desperately concerned with, if we're going to change people's health, if we're going to empower them to do something different with their health, we must provide a product that is efficacious. We must provide a product that is able to be utilized within the environment of your body. It has to be bioactive. It has to be synergistic with how it functions within the body in normal body physiology. That's what the oils do. So pure therapeutic grade essential oils means that these oils are unadulterated, means that these oils are pure. These oils do what we expect them to do within the body, and that is promote health.
You know, Dr. Hill, I appreciate that you've used the word champion in the statement that you just made. We do feel that it is our responsibility to champion essential oils. And what I mean by that is we as a company will never compromise the purity and efficacy of our essential oils. And that is something that we are all proud to stand behind and believe in. Now let's chat with one of our distributors that's joined us this morning. Alan, you've been using essential oils now in your home for about 15 years.
Yes.
And as we've just heard from Dr. Hill and some of the information he shared with us on the history and potency of this blend of oils, we're excited to know how we can use this blend, the Thieves Blend, in our day-to-day lives in our home. Share with us how you use it.